pressing record.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. Colin got me a new fucking memory book. So for people who don't know, I don't have a memory. I'm like that guy in that movie where he has to tattoo his memories all over
Memento.
His chest. Yes.
I don't have one either, but I don't write shit down because I can't remember to write shit down.
Well, that's why you always have... So I always have a little notepad in my pocket.
It's probably a good idea. I should start doing that.
So if anything important comes up that I really shouldn't forget, I can write it down.
Yeah.
The problem is I forget my notepad a lot.
Because your memory's bad.
Because my memory's bad, and I have no way to write down, remember to bring your notepad to work.
You can just... You should have it. Something you look at every day... Have like a sign.
I should just put it with my wallet or something.
Or that.
Colin just gave me a little notepad with the Batman. It's a Batman notepad. Little pocket sized. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to be my new memory pad.
There you go.
For remembering things.
I forgot it, so I had to go back and get it.
See, if you'd have had the memory pad, you could have wrote down, remember the memory pad. You know, I could have used this last week.
Yeah.
When I had things to talk about, I could have wrote them all down.
Like I did.
Oh, thank God, because I had shit to talk about last week. I don't remember what any of it was anymore.
Yeah.
It's all just walked right out of my brain over the past week of...
Oh, well, that's whatever.
You know, being irritated by the world in general.
I don't see how... Why would that be a thing?
Why would the world be irritating?
Why would you be irritated at the world, Trevor?
Oh... Because I spent, you know, thousands of dollars on this CPAP equipment, and it didn't help me at all, and so I returned it Friday.
Oh.
I mean, I don't get any of the money I already spent back, but I don't have to pay thousands of more dollars for it, which really was pissing me off, because I can buy the thing online for $400.
What?
Yeah, it turns out that was just a big scam.
Oh. That your doctor recommended you to do?
Yeah, I mean...
That's beautiful.
Technically, the thing was, like, I guess actually helping. Like, my fucking apneas were going down.
Yeah.
Apneas are just events throughout the night where you stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having 8 per hour.
Jesus.
And normal is under 5 per hour. And the machine got me under 5 per hour, I guess.
But it didn't help
you? But I wasn't sleeping any better or waking up any less or feeling rested in the morning or anything else. So I'm like, well, this is fuck it.
Yeah, but like, health-wise, it's probably better to reduce them.
Maybe, but it's not better to spend $1,800 on a $400 piece of hardware over the next 15. So it was like $150 a month to rent it for some reason.
What?
For... You rent to own over the next 10 to 15 months. Nobody could tell me exactly how long the rental period was. So like $150 a month for 10 to 15 months is $1,500 to like $2,000. And I found them online for the exact one I had for $350.
How the fuck?
So if in a couple weeks I decide to give it another go,
also,
I'm just going to buy it online.
How the fuck is that not covered by insurance?
It is, but Colin... My insurance doesn't kick in until I've spent $3,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So...
It's that affordable care.
Thanks, Obama. You fucking did it. You nailed it. You really fucking did it.
Yeah, but now other people can pay money every month to go into crippling debt.
Oh, boy, other people can pay. See, the benefit...
But I didn't have insurance before.
Yeah, the benefit...
You might have been better off.
The benefit to me is at least my work pays for most of my insurance, so it only costs me like $100 a month for this awful insurance, whereas people working other places are paying $800 a month to have the privilege of a $3,000 deductible.
Yeah.
Because fucking Obamacare is great. It's very affordable, as the name implies. Fucking idiots.
Well, you know what's fucked about it? Is like there's
other than all the things I just said?
Well, there's minimum requirements. So they have the exchanges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That like they put those together so people who didn't have insurance through work or whatever could go and buy into an insurance plan with a bunch of other people at random. You can get really good fucking insurance on there, like what you used to have at your job. But you can't.
I can't.
Because your work meets a bare minimum requirement.
Yeah.
that allow that makes it so you cannot go and use the exchange.
Exactly.
It's fucking stupid. Because I looked into it when it first came out, and I was like, oh, I found like some really the plan we had previous to all this shit changing, which was like Coventry, some kind of really good Coventry plan.
Is great.
You could go get that, and it was cheaper than what we were paying.
Sure.
But, you know.
But because, so I should quit my job and get a job somewhere without insurance.
Because we had dog shit insurance through work that met a bare minimum standard.
Yeah.
We were ineligible for it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Perfect. Fuck.
Something is bumping and I don't know what it is and it's driving me nuts. No.
Yep.
Wasn't that? No, I can still hear it. Don't worry about it.
Sorry. I mean, that was really loud.
Yeah. So oh my God. Whoever's listening to this is just going to sound like we're listening to like a techno beat. And it's like doop, 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 doodaloot, doop, doodaloot, doop, doodaloot, doop.
Like, do you hear a loud series of whistles and clicks?
Yeah. No, just the steady thump, 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 thump. All right, it's gone now.
That's weird.
I thought it was my Batman banging into something, but I don't know. Man.
Batman.
I don't know. Hi, Colin. How have you been?
Good.
I didn't think you'd show up this week because, you know, after last week when your wife said you weren't allowed to play with me anymore, I thought the show was done.
No, last week her car, she had a flat and I was like, I'm going to go fix your flat for you.
Mm-hmm.
This was Saturday.
Yeah.
And I took it to the place near our house and they're like, there's like 7 holes in this. We can't repair it.
Sure.
Like there's too many. And I'm like, oh, well, that's stupid. And then they came back like, here, this is what it will cost for a replacement. And then they handed me a flyer with the tires they could get. And it's like the cheapest one's like $150. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen because that seems very expensive.
Right. So tires, it turns out, are expensive. But
they are.
That's beyond the pale.
Right. So she took it down to, we took it down to Firestone downtown. And that's where she wants to go. That's where she likes going.
I've had real bad experiences with Firestone the last couple times I went there.
She seems like it. I don't know.
No, that's fine. Like, they sell tires, so whatever.
Yeah.
But the last time I went there, I went in to replace a tire that, so I had hit a curb or something. There was a big bubble on the side of my tire. And I'm like, that's not good. I should probably just go get a new tire.
Yeah.
Instead of one with a big bubble on the side.
Yeah, it's fine.
And they're like, all right, we'll take care of that. I'm like, sweet, thanks. They change the tire out, pull it back out into the parking lot. I'm like, you guys changed the wrong tire.
Oh, Jesus.
The bubble tire was still there.
Really? They
replaced a different tire.
What the fuck?
Like, well, that one, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you replaced the wrong tire, you fucking idiots. Goddamn. Jesus. So I don't go to Firestone no more.
Well, unfortunately, that's every single one of those places is like that.
Yeah.
Because they hire fucking 22-year-olds who don't know anything. And that they're place like, here, this is how you take tires off. Okay.
And that place is still better than Jensen Tire, who tried to charge me $2,000 to fucking replace my brake pads and rotors.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I think no. Like, me and my dad did that in an afternoon for like $130. Yeah.
Fuck, you can get it done cheaper at the dealership.
Yeah.
And they're like the worst.
Yeah, I will never go back to fucking
Jensen
Tire again.
Yeah, but anyway, she took it down. They're like, so you got a, she had a bad CV joint. And she was like, oh yeah, my mechanic told me that the last time I had it in. I'm like, why didn't you get it fixed then? She's like, no, just didn't.
And you just turn up the stereo and you can't hear the clunking.
Yeah, that's fine. Until your wheel falls off. And then that's real
fun. We go, hey, rock it till the wheels fall off. We go, hey.
So that's why she was out of a car because day. They had to order the tires because they didn't have them. It's funny, though. I love how you go there and they're like, they have this one really good deal on tires.
Yes.
They're like, oh, man, you get all 4 of these.
Yeah.
And you get $150 back.
Woo.
Fuck yeah. That's like a one tire for free.
Yeah.
And then they go and look it up. They look it up for
your car.
Oh,
we don't have any of those left.
Oh, we don't have those for your car.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what cars do you have them for? Well, looks like it's for something with a 13-inch rim.
Yeah.
Well,
we can get them on a Smart.
Yeah.
On a Smart for two, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Maybe a go-kart. We got them for a go-kart.
That's not helpful. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, if you're going to advertise some shit and then not have it, maybe you should, I don't know, go, hey, we'll give you a deal on this.
I'm hoping my car mechanic I've started going to lately can buy tires for me when I need new tires again.
Yeah.
They're not specifically a tire shop. They don't have any tires on display in the showrooms like a Jensen Tire or a Firestone. But yeah. Hopefully I can be like, just guys, can you just find me some tires for my car,
please? Yeah, they might be able to, but unfortunately it might be one of those things like that gas station I went to, because it's a mechanic shop.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, $150.
Yeah, I probably would just pay them to do it, because...
You don't want to go to Firestone?
I don't want to go to Firestone. I don't want to fuck with
Tires
it.
Plus.
Also, I like...
Actually, no, fuck that, dude. Just... the only thing is discount tires.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's the best place to get tires.
I mean, if I ever buy tires again, I'll probably just order some tires and then go to my brother's shop because he has a tire mounting machine.
Yeah. Just go on the Tire Rack then.
And I'll just, yeah.
Yeah, the Tire Rack's like the best prices you can get.
I'll just have Billy Mountain put my tires on for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. That'd be convenient.
Yeah. If you ever need minor shit done, hit him up.
Yeah.
He could use the work and he's cheap.
He hates me though, so...
I mean, it's like you and Mimsy, I think. You both just think the other one hates you. Actually, I think he actually doesn't like you. But
yeah, he doesn't.
But you know what he does like?
Hmm.
Money.
Yeah.
So he'd still do the business.
I'm good.
All right.
And also, I have my own mechanic.
All right, fair enough.
I got a Subaru mechanic.
Well, you should have went to them for your tires then.
I didn't need tires. It's Doria.
We should have brought her to my
Subaru.
Should have brought her to my brother. My brother doesn't hate her, I'm sure.
I mean, probably by proxy.
Nah, maybe. But, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
You deserve it.
Do I?
Almost do always. I don't even remember why he hates you, but yes. I'm sure you do.
Because motorcycle people.
Oh, yeah, you said all motorcyclers deserve to be hit by cars because you're a monster person.
That's exactly what I said.
What
you're
an
right.
Evil fucking bastard.
I forgot.
I remember
that. I forgot that I said that. Oh, wait, that's not what I said at all.
I remember now. You're like, oh, they deserved it.
And then he came onto my Facebook page and started shitting on a friend of mine who got killed in a car accident. I'm like, well, that seems inappropriate.
I mean, it seems like tit for tat at that point.
No, I wasn't going on his Facebook page to post about his friends dying.
I think you were.
I wasn't, though.
I think you went right on his Facebook page and you were like, hey.
I wasn't, though.
Hey. I'm glad he's dead. I heard that's what you said.
Nope.
Then you peed all over your computer thinking somehow that would get to him, like through the computer. You'd be peeing on him.
Nope. That's...
You did it.
Nope. That's not what happened. I did a thing yesterday, too.
Okay. Tell me about a thing you did yesterday.
Went over to Ben's.
Ben Kenobi?
No. Ben. Ben and Mimsy.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You went and hung out with Ben and Mimsy yesterday?
Yeah, well, Ben. So he sent me a message the other day, and like last week sometime.
He's yeah.
asking me about subwoofers. All asking right. what my recommendations for subwoofers were, and he like sent a couple of links. I'm like, you know, I have this one in my garage I just replaced the power amp on, so yeah. It's like basically brand new. I will sell that to you for this price, which is, you know, half of what retail is sure. on the thing. And he was like, well, it seems kind of small. I'm like, how about I bring it over and you hear it?
I was like, you think that, but...
It's like a quarter the size of the one he has. And he's like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know. It's quality versus quantity.
Yeah, size doesn't always matter. That's something that took a long time for my brother to never learn. My brother has towers. Like, his whole life, he's been obsessed with these, like, speaker towers that are, like, 215s, a horn, and a tweeter. They
probably just sound like complete dog shit.
I don't know. They're too loud
to tell. I'm sure they get loud.
They're too loud to tell how they sound.
That's what those speakers do. They get loud.
One time he unscrewed the bottom speaker, and he put Billy inside the speaker box and then put the speaker back on and just left Billy in there for a while.
Jesus.
So if you ever wonder why Billy is the way he is,
oh shit!
Stories like that should at least make you a little sympathetic to why he has massive brain damage. What are you gonna do, man?
Wow!
My family are awful people. We are all awful people. We're monster people.
But I went over there and I sold him that and gave him, your Batman is going to fall.
Yes, he is. I'll take care of it in a bit.
Okay. That's bothering me.
Oh my God, I'll take care of it right now.
Yes, do that. Anyway, so I went through and I reconfigured his surround receiver, set it up properly, and
yeah,
you know, got the levels and distances correct. And he's like, it's never sounded like this before. I'm yeah. like, well,
you're like, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I profesh.
Hey, I'm glad I could help him. It's good stuff. Mutually beneficial.
Well, I'm glad you guys don't hate each other
anymore.
I got
some money, and he gave me some whiskey. So that's pretty cool. No, it's funny because, as I was leaving, Doria calls me and
she's like, you're not allowed to play with him anymore.
No. Anyway, she's like in a super chipper mood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, she sounds like revitalized. And he's like, spa day? I was like, no, she went to lunch with her friend Amanda. And he was like, ugh, socializing. I'm like, oh my God, Trevor's right. I think he is just like me.
Yeah, you guys are basically the same person.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did he show you his gun collection?
No.
Oh my God, next time you're over there, ask him to show you his guns.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of guns. Hmm. He is like... He might have the most guns of everybody I know.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. He is a gun guy, it turns out. Which is fun.
I mean, my gun friends, well, probably Ronnie.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a few gun friends and gun parents.
I have another one who built a vault in his house, so that's, you know.
All right, that's...
He's got some.
He might be the gun.
He's got some.
He might be the gun. He might be the one, like, the Terminator goes to when he's gearing up then.
No, that's a guy... I've done work for. He has an actual vault with a vault door.
Yeah.
Not just like a metal door with a lock. Vault door. It's fucking awesome.
I understand what I'm picking up what you're putting down. And
all his walls are lined with velvet where he hangs the guns.
Of course.
It's fucking awesome.
That is pretty fucking awesome. Yes. Oh my God. Just so I finally looked up on our friend, a good old friend of ours, me and Colin had this friend who was a really good friend of ours that's in prison for the rest of his natural born life now.
Yep.
He finally got transferred out of county into federal prison.
Yep.
So I went and looked up like his inmates, his projected release, like he's not available for parole until 2043.
Yep.
His projected release is 2046, but I'm sure he'll fuck that up and never leave prison.
Yep. He'll die before then.
Thank God.
Yeah, he's a fucking monster.
I'm glad your friend is going to die, Colin.
He's not my friend.
He's a fucking monster person.
He is a piece of shit.
We have a friend. He was our best friend. He was really good buddies with us. Especially Colin. Him and Colin were super best friends.
You know, I introduced him to you so he'd leave me alone.
Yes, I know. And I'm still bitter about it. Anyway, he like started pistol whipping his wife and his girlfriend and shooting bullets into his children's bedroom. And
yeah,
then later on trying to fucking call and threaten them from prison to get them to retract their testimony.
Yep.
So he's in prison forever.
He's a fucking moron.
Yeah. He's a real shit heel.
It was funny. I was talking to somebody about that dude. And I was like, you know, it's like, cause they were the... His ex was saying how he was a smart guy. I'm like, you know, so here's the thing about him. I mean, compared to the average, he's pretty intelligent. But, like, he thought he was a lot smarter than he actually was.
He wasn't actually very smart. He just surrounded himself by people he could manipulate into thinking he was way smarter.
Well, yeah. Well, also, and then he always just had this... because he had his best friend was actually smart.
Yeah.
And it just bugged the fuck out of him that everybody's like, oh, yeah, Seth is really smart.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I am too. He'd get mad when I bring that shit up. And I'm like, yeah, but Seth is really smart. Super butthurt.
I mean,
so fucking funny.
He got really mad at me because Star Wars was called Star Wars, not A New Hope when it came out.
I need to see if she'll sell.
What?
So he had these fucking things that his brother bought him.
Yeah.
They are these prints from a fucking tattoo artist.
Okay.
The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
In like samurai gear. They're fucking incredible.
All right.
And I'm just like, because when I went over there to kind of root through his stuff and take things. How I got my sword of Kalas.
I love it. oh, fuck.
I saw those. I'm like, so what's happened with the Ninja Turtle? She's like, probably going to keep him so he has something when he gets out. And I'm just like, well, now that he's not going to get out.
Now that he's never getting out. Now that he's really going to keep die them in for prison?
25 years, are you? Yeah. So I'm like, maybe I can offer her money for him because I'm sure she needs money.
Right?
Because I'd pay $150 for them all.
Sure.
Fucking dude, they're dope as fuck.
Nice. Are they framed and everything?
Yeah.
All right. Fun.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of people whose life has been awful is the best.
Does that make me a bad person?
No.
I'm not
you are technically offering her a good chunk of money for something she's just going to throw in the trash.
Right. I assume she can give them to her kids, but
yeah, or sell them to Pop Culture Exchange for less than you'll pay for them.
I don't know that her kids want them. I mean, those kids
they have to be sociopaths to be have not just genetically, but to have been raised in they're both nature and nurture.
Yeah. God damn it.
When those two worlds collide.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I feel bad for them.
Do you?
Yeah. They didn't have a fucking choice in that.
That's fair.
There's no... They weren't fucking... They didn't choose to be fucking born to that dude.
You don't know how it works. Maybe that's how souls work.
They're pretty sure that's not how that works. You choose
a family when you're going into becoming a baby.
I'm sure that's not how that works.
At exactly 22 weeks of pregnancy. So, that's when the soul picks a body. Not before that. Is?
Fuck. I watched something.
What'd you watch?
Night. Well, I watched part of something last night, and I stopped.
Okay.
So I started watching 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
And then I had to stop.
Yeah, it's long.
Because no, not because it's long.
I'm sure you hate it because it was long.
Because 10 minutes of it was...
I got bad news for you, buddy. 3 hours of that movie is that.
Well, it wasn't up until this point.
Yeah,
then it just kept going. And I'm like, I can't fucking do it. Why? Why couldn't they have done the classical music here? Like they did earlier in the movie when things like this were happening. What the fuck did they think? What did Stanley Kubrick think?
Authenticity, baby.
That's not authentic. Really?
Yeah.
Authenticity?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it just changes and music isn't fitting?
When you're in space, there's no classical music playing while
there
you're
in space.
There
was tons of classical fucking music
while
earlier in the movie.
While he was in the space station.
No.
While he was inside and there were speakers to listen to.
No. No.
Also, it was dramatic.
Oh my God.
God, that movie's great.
No, it's fucking stupid.
Movie's so good.
Stupid. Also, they're remaking it.
Why?
Have you not seen the viral ad campaign that's going on?
No.
All these monoliths appearing everywhere?
Oh, is that...
I guarantee that's what it is.
But the monolith is black.
It doesn't... It's irrelevant what it is. I'm betting it's a fucking viral campaign for something like that.
I can't imagine that it would not have already leaked if that were the case. But you might be right.
Yeah. So, you've heard about those, right?
Yeah.
There's one in Utah, Romania, and I think...
California
now?
Yeah.
Well, the one in Utah got torn down and removed.
Yeah.
And people are all pissed at the guy who removed it, but I don't know if you read his reasons for removing it.
You guys were fucking destroying the natural environment.
You're shitting on the ground and leaving it all over the fucking place.
You're turning this into San Francisco, you fucking monsters.
Yeah. So, I'm team that guy.
Yeah.
All those people.
That guy was a hero.
Yeah. Oh, no. I can't believe you messed with that.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, I mean, dude, what did he fucking... He can cost Paramount a couple $100. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Can't believe he'd mess with somebody. I can't believe he'd pick up somebody's trash.
What if it's real alien technology? It's not.
What if a hollow aluminum tube is alien technology?
Yes.
The height of alien technology.
Or
a hollow aluminum tube.
Right. Or it's some kind of fucking Elon Musk
Earthlings will never understand a hollow aluminum tube. It's eons beyond their comprehension.
But I'm thinking it's 2021, A Space Odyssey. It's going to be the, it's going to be the new thing.
I mean, it would have to be further out than 2021.
It wouldn't.
The movie came out in like the 60s.
It doesn't matter. They could just do it that way.
2001.
2101.
There you go. Yeah. 2099, that would set, just, that would roll.
I don't know. Whatever. It's stupid. Fuck those people. Shitting everywhere, though.
Yeah, people are the worst.
Monsters.
Turns out.
Yep.
Turns out people are the worst.
Awful monsters.
See, I might have some stories. I did. Oh, I did watch one thing. I've been watching a thing.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah.
It is maybe the funniest cartoon. It's so fucking random.
Jesus Christ.
It's like a Scooby-Doo type, we're going to solve a mystery, gang. But it's Mike Tyson, a pigeon voiced by Norm MacDonald, a dandy ghost voiced by the guy who plays Dean Pelton on Community.
Mm-hmm.
And a little Asian girl that's his stepdaughter that was abandoned on his doorstep when she was a newborn.
Does everybody forget that Mike Tyson raped and beat women?
It was just that one.
But he did it.
Yeah, but it's just that
one. Did we forget about that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's okay now?
Yes.
We can.
He's not
persona non grata anymore.
He got help.
Yeah.
He punches real good.
I don't. Yeah, I know. I know.
He punches real good.
He has value, so we. You know, fucking Jesus.
He punches
Christ.
Real
Society
good.
Is so stupid.
But the cartoon is funny.
Yeah, I guess.
We're going to solve the mysteries. It's just Mike Tyson solving, like reading dialogue into a microphone, solving mysteries. Yeah. And it's fucking hilarious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I watched him box last weekend.
Yeah.
He really punched that other guy. That other guy really took a lot of punches and tried to punch back a few times. But turns out if you're a 54-year-old powerhouse, you can still do it. If you're a 51-year-old like guy whose gimmick is being really quick and dodgy and throwing quick counter punches, maybe getting old affects your fighting style a little
bit. Well,
more.
There's a saying in boxing. The power is the last thing to go.
Yeah.
So, also Roy Jones wasn't just he could knock motherfuckers out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not questioning
that.
He's
a bad motherfucker.
He could take a punch because fucking Tyson was fucking hitting him and he was like gassed in the first round. He was wheezing, but like lasted the whole eight. Like it was 8 2-minute rounds.
Wasn't it a draw?
Yeah. I mean, Mike Tyson. By any objective standard of decisions making, Mike Tyson would have won, but since it was a stupid, pointless exhibition, yes, they just said it was a draw.
Gotcha.
The surprise fun fight of the night was internet sensation Jake Paul.
And some basketball player I've never heard of.
Fucking basketball player I've never heard of who, like, basically, like, it's clear Jake Paul has at least been practicing a boxing.
Well, for one, Jake Paul was he was an NCAA wrestler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's an amateur wrestler.
He's fucking
so he's
cut.
An athlete.
Yeah, he's cut. The basketball player did that thing where, like, if you've ever just had a couple of friends get together and box, where you just like lower your head and start swinging your arms over your head.
Yep.
He just kept doing that at Jake Paul, and then finally Jake Paul just like sidestepped and uppercutted him right in the fucking chin and knocked him out.
Yep.
In, like, the beginning of round two. So, that was fun. That was an unexpected and fun just watching a dude get fucking plastered for being an idiot.
But he trained for 4 weeks for that fight.
Yeah.
He was really serious. He's going to come back, too.
He shouldn't.
Train. Yeah, well, that's...
He shouldn't, because he got fucking knocked the fuck out by Jake fucking Paul.
But after that, then Jake Paul said he wants to challenge Conor McGregor.
I think Jake Paul knows he's going to get his ass kicked by Conor McGregor. I think he just wants to get his ass kicked by Conor McGregor. Because
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. He's a shit-stained fuckboy, but he doesn't seem stupid. Like, yeah, I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, sure. He's making lots of money.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit, though.
So. Sure.
Whatever.
His brother's a bigger piece of shit.
Is he?
Yeah.
Aaron Paul?
Logan.
Oh, that's Aaron Paul.
No, Logan Paul is the one who is like going over and like fucking doing interviews with dead bodies in the Japanese suicide forest.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Jake just walks around dabbing on them.
You know what I really hate?
The internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Internet culture.
It's the worst, isn't it?
And like listening to people talk, like I'm in some of the dick show groups and like the fucking internet, like YouTuber drama shit that gets talked about. I'm like, why does anybody care about any of these people? Like unless they're directly fucking related to this show.
Yeah.
Like I don't understand. Like the Maddox stuff made sense because, you know,
it's
directly related to Dick's
show. Yeah.
But like all the other shit, like I don't give a fuck about Boogie. I don't give a fuck about any of these fucking dudes.
Neither do I. Like Dick had somebody call in this week.
I haven't listened in like 3 months.
You're missing some really good episodes and some, like, I enjoy it because it gets me through work and even when the episodes have like boring parts, like he's just so fucking funny in general that I like to listen to him rant.
Yeah.
But like he had this dude call in this week who was like a Pokemane simp. I don't know if you know who Pokemane is. She's some fucking Twitch streamer.
Sure.
Some fucking, yeah. She's a Twitch thought. Anyway, this dude called in and like he was like Dick was really trying to wring anything out of it, but there was nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude was like so invested in like drama between Twitch personalities.
Yeah.
And more than that, he would like talk about things like everybody else knew, like obviously everybody else would know who all these people he's talking about are. And so he's just like saying names in these situations. Like, can you like talking about it like it's like fucking the presidential election, you know, like, oh, this is just news that everybody knows about. Like,
right.
Motherfucker, nobody has heard of any of these people you're talking about. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't really thrive. I don't like drama anyway. I think it's really stupid.
Sometimes I do.
Unless it's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, if it's funny, then fine.
Yeah.
But most of it's not funny.
It has to be funny, and it has to be people I know something about in the first place.
Yeah, that's
which is fair. Why the Matt, like you said, the Maddox Dick thing works. I'd been listening to them co-host a show for like a year.
Well, even the Dick and Destiny stuff.
Yes,
it's kind of funny because we've met Destiny.
We've met Destiny.
And he's a fucking manlet.
He's a fucking shit heel.
Yeah. Just whatever.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Hey, man. That's the world we live in.
People have no fucking no life.
No.
Very sad and
yeah.
Pathetic.
Like the world, like remember when like this kind of shit just used to be like celebrity gossip on tabloids?
Yeah.
And now it's like people's entire life is following this 24/7 on the internet.
But they don't understand that it's just tabloid bullshit.
Yeah. The internet was a mistake, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, we've I think covered that.
Speaking of mistakes, I'm going to read some news stories.
Oh shit.
Tell me if you would regret ever having sex if this happened to you. So you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
You accidentally knock up a broad.
Okay.
And you and the broad agree like, yeah, fuck, we're not fit to be parents. Let's chuck this thing off to the fucking nunnery.
I'm gonna go grab a hanger.
Yeah. No, they kept it.
Oh.
Like, the baby was born.
Okay.
But they just shoved it into the system. They're like, fuck this baby.
Yeah.
And then, 43 years later, this happens to you. A son, aged 43, dressed up as Buddy from the movie Elf to meet his biological father for the first time. It was emotional. Would you, let's say I found out that I had a 40-year-old son in a few years somehow, and they came up to me dressed as Buddy the Elf, I'd be like, wow, I made the right choice, and I'd get back in my car and drive away.
I watched that movie for the first time the other day.
It's awful. Oh my God, you liked it, but you like Adam Sandler movies, so I guess that makes sense.
It's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I know. Sandler. They're basically the same person at this point.
It was silly.
It
wasn't like people like consider it one of the best Christmas movies ever made, which is wrong.
Yeah,
because it wasn't even better than Home Alone.
No, well, very little is better than Home Alone.
That's actually pretty true.
It's pretty fucking good.
I don't know. I laughed. It was pretty funny. Zooey Deschanel is pretty hot.
Yeah, sure, but
she is.
But I hate Will Ferrell doing the Will Ferrell thing.
It's never bothered me. I get it. I get why you hate it.
I just, him just walking around shouting Santa at the top of his lungs. I'm like, this isn't.
Yeah, I guess.
This is off-putting. I don't want to watch any more of this garbage. I saw that movie in the theater, and I wish I hadn't ever seen it.
Oof.
Get it? He was tall and sitting on fucking Bob Newhart's lap.
Yeah. Ah. Bob Newhart's still alive.
Jesus Christ. He's like 1,000.
Like, everybody in that movie's still alive. Fucking James Garner's still alive. Who else? Who played Santa?
I don't know.
I can't remember who the fuck it was.
Why would they take Adam West and not Will Ferrell? There is no God.
Because Will Ferrell's half his age.
Yeah, but one of them deserves to be dead.
Nah, whatever.
And it's Will Ferrell.
Stranger Than Fiction was pretty good.
Stranger Than Fiction was all right. I like Anchorman because it...
Anchorman's funny.
As Will Ferrell as he is in it, he's not... he doesn't just shout the whole time, or at least less than he does in his later movies.
Yeah. That's it?
I mean, I just wanted to read that a fucking man, a 43-year-old man dressed up as Buddy the Elf to me to... Like, honestly... Would you be like, fuck, we should have had you aborted? Letting somebody adopt you was a mistake.
Probably. Probably.
What a fucking shit show. How embarrassing to know that's what your gene seed has become. I would fucking commit seppuku to restore honor to my bloodline. Because goddamn, man. That's your legacy. A 43-year-old man dressing up like an elf to come meet you for the first time.
I don't see the problem there.
Ugh.
Sounds pretty great. It sounds kind of like something you'd do.
No.
You should go out.
I might dress up like Batman and murder my parents, but I definitely wouldn't dress up like Buddy Elf to meet them. I got a news about California.
Uh-oh.
33 million Californians face COVID-19 stay-at-home order that will restrict movements and business. A new stay-at-home order will be imposed on Southern California and the San Joaquin Valley Sunday night as the coronavirus crisis spirals out of control with a speed that has exceeded health officials' most dire projections. Well, that's not true because I have projections from July that said Nebraska would have over 1 million COVID deaths by June. So,
yeah.
Or I guess it was from April. So, like, the most dire projections, we're nowhere near. Cause the most dire projections had us at, like, millions of deaths by now
in the United States. I was reading... there's a thing that basically gives you the deaths every year.
Yeah.
And they had a projection of, you know, the trends we were going at, what we'd end up this year.
Yeah.
And it was lower than the last couple of years for total deaths.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so... We just, well, it seems like a lot of these, you know, like pneumonia deaths have dropped to like nothing.
Sure. Some 33 million Californians will be subject to the new order representing 84% of the state's population. State mandated restrictions in the Southland. I want to know what the restrictions actually are. But the new order will change daily life for many, especially in suburban Southern California counties like Orange and Ventura. Southern California implemented at midnight. Restaurants must halt in-person dining and can offer food only for delivery and takeout. Gatherings of people from different households will be prohibited, except for outdoor church services and political demonstrations. So BLM is, they can still show up.
Yeah.
That doesn't spread coronavirus.
No.
However,
if you're being woke, you can't
if you protest to, you know, save the vote or whatever the fuck the idiots are doing.
Yeah.
Stop the steal. I bet you that one's not allowed.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't follow the narrative.
I bet if you're protesting against the lockdown, that kind of a political demonstration isn't prohibited or is prohibited. Affected communities will be required to close hair and nail salons, unless you're Nancy Pelosi, playgrounds, zoos, museums, card rooms, aquariums, and wineries. Goddamn. So, all retail can remain open, of course, but at 20% capacity.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Which is great for retail places like Walmart and huge Costco and The big ones.
The ones that pay the actual bills.
The big ones can still make money. It's cool.
That's allowed.
Yeah.
Nailing it.
Right.
I'm interested to see if California has anybody who's not homeless by the end of the year.
Fuck, man.
That's all the news I got.
Okay.
I had those two news stories. You got anything?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Is that our whole episode?
That's our whole episode.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
Where are we at?
40 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. We did a really long one the last episode.
We have no emails.
What the fuck?
So I blame everybody else for us, because we should have like 20 minutes of emails to round out the episode right about now.
Right.
Instead of no emails.
Oh, God. Our listeners are so lazy.
Speaking of coronavirus, this is from a month ago, but I saved it because I wanted to read it at some time. This was in a topic on R Omaha about physicians' update on impending COVID emergency in Nebraska. And somebody posted this comment. I'm in a wedding next week. I'm fucking pissed it hasn't been canceled. Gene and Ricketts should both put a stop to these unnecessary social gatherings.
Don't go.
Don't they understand that habits and social norms will not allow people to social distance at these events? Close the venues, pay real unemployment benefits, and get this thing under control. Edit. Yes, I am seriously considering not going. I'm just hoping I don't need to be that guy who cancels. So you've known
this. Wow, that guy?
Yeah.
That's a guy who wrote that?
Apparently.
Fucking Jesus.
So he's known that there's been a pandemic on since at least fucking February.
Yeah.
And he's known he's going to be in this wedding since probably at least February. And he waits till the week before to decide that somebody else should cancel it for him because he couldn't say fucking no some any point in the last 9 months.
The government really needs to do something to shut everything down to get this under control.
This was my response to him.
Because they didn't try that back in April and, May.
This was my response to him. Jesus Christ, I can't make responsible decisions for myself without government intervention. Society is proper fucked. Can you imagine, like, I don't want to go to this wedding. I'm scared to go to this wedding. Government, please cancel it so I don't have to go. Like,
just don't go.
Motherfucker, don't go. Also, maybe fucking nut up and tell them you're fucking concerned about it more than a week in advance, you fucking piece of shit.
So, for Thanksgiving, we didn't do anything because my sisters were all like, we're worried about, giving...
Is that what it was?
Passing something to Dad.
Or were your sisters all like, this is a great excuse to never have to see my shitty family again?
No, because we try to get together
frequently. I know, but I think you all actually hate it. Like, I'm not saying you hate each other.
No,
I'm just saying you all hate being around other human beings.
No, not us. Because we all think the same and are all...
Do you?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. But anyway, my dad is insistent that we get together on Christmas. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, nope, we're not skipping this. So I'm like, well, all right. I guess we're not skipping that.
Yeah.
So we're passing the corona. I'm pretty excited.
About passing the corona?
No, just Christmas.
No.
I think I know what I got for Christmas from Doria.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to spoil it on the air so she has time to hear this and change what
she
got?
I mean,
she
doesn't listen, so she won't.
Probably evident by the fact that you're not divorced yet.
She found... So I was like, you know what I want for Christmas? Because I had bought the next-gen collection of movies on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Because I think Suncoast had them for like 20 bucks or something like that. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll buy those for 20 bucks.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck, now I need the original ones. And she couldn't find anything but like all of them together. I'm like, what? Well, that wasn't available earlier. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And she's looking around. She finds something and she's like, what about, is it this? And she's like finding like seasons of the next gen, seasons of the original series. I'm like, no, those aren't it. Then she found one that was basically everything with the original cast.
Yeah.
So it was the first six movies.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be 7 because I think Generations might be in there twice.
Sure.
The original series, seasons 1 through 3.
Ooh.
The animated series.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit.
That's good
like,
stuff.
Yes, I want that. So hopefully that's what you bought for me.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
I own all that. Not all on Blu-ray. I own the movies all on Blu-ray, but
yeah.
The series is. I don't know if I want to buy the series on Blu-ray or not.
Why?
I like that they updated it, kind of, but I also like having all the original versions of the show. The Blu-ray is all like the updated shit they did a while back. I'll clean that up. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Knocked over Robin. Didn't see him there.
It happens. They went through and redid all the special effects.
Yes.
On the original series.
So like the planets look like planets.
So all the planets look like planets and the ships all look like CG instead of models.
Yeah.
I like what they did with the planets and the backgrounds and some
you
of
the
aliens.
The model ships.
But they should have left the model ships.
And they could have.
Yeah.
Or they could have just redone it.
Because the model ships.
With.
Oh, no.
New camera.
They'd have to build all new models and then reshoot all those fucking angles and shots with new ships.
That would have been
definitely not doing that.
Why not? Could have.
Because it would have cost way more money than to just fucking pay somebody to do it on Blender over the weekend, which is clearly what they did because the ships look like shit. All the planets and everything look great, but the fucking external shots of the Enterprise, I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm always a models over CG guy.
Yeah. Well, because they work better.
Yeah, they look better.
Because it's real.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It's a thing that's there.
Yep.
Looks good. It looks like a thing with,
yes.
You know, depth and.
Yes.
You got anything else?
No.
This has been a lot of Neighbors Podcast. This is fucking. Yeah. I guess this was an episode.
It was an episode.
I don't know why we bothered.
We talked about things. It was interesting.
All right. Bye.